doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Lord, give the Lord one more hand of praise for these who have been baptized. Key of G, please. G.
By the grace of the Lord, I've come a long way. By the grace of the Lord, I've come a long way, my grave. But oh, you spoke to my enemies and made death behave. And by the grace, ain't been nothing I've done of the Lord, I've come a long way. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you. For you being God all by yourself. For you sitting high and looking down low. Thank you, God, for watching our steps, guiding us, guarding us. And God, we know it was nothing but your grace. And for that, we say thank you. Now, Lord, as we turn our attention to your word, we pray that the Holy Ghost will take the truth that we're teaching today, give each of us an intimate understanding of your word, that we may practice these principles for profit and give you the praise as you bless us with the profit. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. If you will turn your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, we want to look at verse 28 and 29. And it reads as follows. Through faith, he kept the Passover. Listen, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. Then verse 29 says, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. The Egyptians are saying also to do, were drowned. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. When we look at this word today, my brothers and sisters, here recorded for us are the footprints of faith as relates to Moses. From verse 23 through 29, you will hear and see the picture that's presented of the trials and tribulations, the inspiration and information of Moses' journey in faith on planet Earth. Again, what's important about not only this chapter, but this story is not so much to highlight and spotlight the success, but rather to show you that before success, you will have struggles and troubles and trials and tribulations, and yet in spite of those things, God will bring success. This issue of faith is so important to the believer because it is through this medium by which God transfers the resources of heaven down into the earth realm and to the believer and gives him or her an opportunity to fulfill the purpose or the will of God for their lives. It is so clear that without faith, in the sixth verse it says, but it is impossible without faith to please him. And why is that so impossible? Because the word says that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so when you begin to look at this and understand this, you'll see these seven verses from the 23rd verse through the 29th verse unfold several things about his faith walk. Verse 23, when you read the verse, you'll see that it deals with his presence in faith. Verse 24, when you read that, you'll discover that it deals with his purpose in faith. Verse 25 deals with his preference in faith. Verse 26 deals with his privilege in faith. Verse 27 deals with his path in faith. And verse 28 deals with his practices in faith. And then verse 29 deals with his pilgrimage in faith. When you look at 23 and 24, they deal with the steps that starts his faith. But 25, 26, and 27 deals with the struggles of his faith. But then 28 and 29 deals with the stretching of his faith. And that's where I'm going to park at today on verse 28 and 29. Because I've already dealt with the first six verses. Now when you begin to understand here, the word says, through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood. It's important for three reasons. The first reason was because it was a commemoration. Commemoration. See, the Bible makes clear that through faith, Moses had enough sense to continue to honor God. What did that commemorate? It commemorated the time in Israel's history when they were preparing to come out of Egypt, how God had sent an angel and given specific instructions that they were to take the blood of a lamb and that they were to place it on the doorposts and lintels. And every doorpost that had blood on it that was required by God of the people of God, the death angel would pass over. But when he got to a house
where there was no blood on the doorposts and lintels, then the death angel would go inside and kill the firstborn. This was because God was showing Pharaoh, Egypt, and the children of Israel that he's God all by himself. And though God himself hardened the heart of Pharaoh, he did this so that he could demonstrate that he could do just whatever he chose to do, especially as it relates to the mistreatment of his people. And so he comes as a rescuing God and sends Moses as a deliverer of the people of God. And so symbolic of that night was this Passover experience, commemorating again that night when the death angel would go in where there was no blood on the doorpost and lintel. But then not only that, it was also symbolic of communion. Communion with God. Why again was that so important? Because once again in human history, blood would be required to redeem the people of God. This time it would not be the blood of many lambs, but of the Lamb of God. And it would be through his rich, pure, and perfect blood that God would set at liberty and free and save the people who would accept him as their God and commune with him and he with them. And as it related to that, it spoke to communion with God. But then the last thing I want to tell you is that through faith he kept the Passover, and the sprinkling of blood was because it was commanded. And we've got to learn that when God says do something, he means do it. And it doesn't matter how much he requires of us to do it, he wants us to do it because it means something to him. And so oftentimes the Christian church has put on the back burner the commandment of God to do a certain thing because it is no longer politically correct. It is no longer acceptable by society. It is no longer the end thing to do. It's old fogey. It's antiquated. It's outdated. They hold church too long. They don't do it the way God said, but they do it trying to compete as in a time and in a structure that gratifies man rather than glorify God. And God deliver us from those folk who are so busy that they can't have church until church is over. That they got to get up before the benediction and run out, because what they've got to do is far more important than getting the final blessing that God has on the service and on their lives. He said, in this word, clearly, he would not forget it. And he did not forget it, not only because it was ceremonial, and not only because it was communion, but because it was commanded of God. And we must not forget as a church and church leaders that we can't cut out what God has commanded. If you don't like it, then you need to go somewhere else where they're not doing it. But if God has ordered and ordained a structure in his word, and for us to do it, we ought to do it. Matter of fact, Jesus said, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you show forth my death till I return. It was a commandment because Jesus would be the saving lamb of all mankind. And so my brothers and sisters, God never wants us to forget the awesome price that he paid in giving his only begotten son, and his only begotten son gave in giving his life. And the devil would have us to forget about the Passover, the communion, about the sharing, the breaking of bread, about following the commandment of God. And it is always to be remembered and never to be forgotten, because Satan does want us to forget. Because it was on that day that he was put to an open shame. Yeah, he thought he had Jesus. He thought that he had won the fight. He thought that it was all over when they put him in the grave. He declared that he was the victor. But you do know the story didn't stop on Good Friday. It continued on to Easter Sunday morning. And the record is, and the old preacher said, early. Yeah, that Sunday morning he got up with all power in his hand. See, all that had to do with the blood. So if you stop preaching about that, you take out the most important part of our salvation. And so Moses had good sense to keep the Passover. And so I think as we move on to verse 29, it says, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land. When I look at this word, my brothers and sisters, and we all know the story, we've seen it on television, but I can tell you the television don't give a true depiction of what the scripture says. But here, this word says, by faith, they passed through. Now, this is dealing with the pilgrimage. Verse 28 was dealing with the practices. Because one of the things that I must throw out again, as I digress momentarily, is the fact that practices sometimes may become routine. When we lose the focus of why we're practicing. And I got news for you. Some folk don't like to practice. And it's hard to win games when you don't practice right. Some folk like a short practice. Let's get in and get out. But sometimes you got to go the extra mile. You got to do more than the other team would do to strengthen yourself, to hone your skills, to get yourself to the height of the top of your game. You got to practice, practice, practice. And Moses recognized that, because I got news for you, game day is coming.
Yes, it is.
And the team that has practiced well is a team that's strong. Strong. But I got news for you. Strength isn't enough. You need stamina. I'm making my point. I'm making my turn. Because every now and then the game goes into overtime. And if all you're used to doing is doing regular time, if it lasts too long, you're going to give out just because you ain't got enough stamina. Y'all gonna help me this morning? And that's why you gotta keep practicing, keep practicing, keep practicing. We did this one, do it again. But we did do it again. But we did do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again. And when you get through, do it again. It'll pay off. After a while, no pun intended, huh? But when you get to the point where Moses leads the people on a pilgrimage out of Egypt and into the promised land, don't think that just because you know where you're going. And don't think just because you know how to get there, don't mean there won't be any problems on the way. Have I got a witness? You may know already what you want to do in life, how you want to end up in life, where you want to go in life, what it's going to take to get there in life, but it don't mean that the enemy is going to let you have it your way.
You're going to run into oppositions. You're going to run into issues. You're going to run into troubles, setbacks, detours. But you're going to have to learn to deal with them by trusting God. And here, you're going to run into impossible situations to others, but not to you. I said you're going to run into impossible situations to others, but not to you. Why? Because when you're following the program of God, the purpose of God, then you have the power of God when you're on the path of God. And notice when he led the children of Israel out of Egypt, and you know the historic story when they got down by the Red Sea. Moses had a staff in his hand. God had to ask him, what is that in thine hand? And he told him it was a staff, and he told him to take that same staff that was with him in Egypt. Take that same staff that he had to lean on in the wilderness and stretch that staff out at the waters. And God, who was faithful, who told them that they were going, listen, that was no other way they could have gotten to the promised land except crossing the Red Sea. I mean, in the time they needed to get across there. But that was a problem. They had water in the Red Sea. And Pharaoh's army was coming quickly behind them, and they couldn't make it to the mountains on the east or the west of them. So all they were going to do was get drowned in the Red Sea if God did not do the impossible for them. And all Moses did was obey God and stretch forth his staff, his rod. And guess what God did? He, not Moses. All I'm trying to help somebody understand is when you run up into impossible situations, when you come against impossible situations, don't think that you've got to do the impossible. You just hold on to the one who is able to do the impossible and obey him. All his instructions were to do was to extend his rod over the waters. And God parted the Red Sea. But if he would have parted the Red Sea and would not have dried the ground, it wouldn't have made no sense, Nick. Because they would have gotten stuck in the mud. Lord, I wish I had a help in the house. You see, what I got to tell you is God, if he says he's going to part the Red Sea, he's also going to dry the ground. So what are you saying, preacher? What I'm saying is, if he's going to take care the of the impossible, he's also going to take care of the obvious. If there's a problem behind that problem, don't you know he knew the problem behind that problem when he agreed to take care of the problem? But Lord, did you see this? Yes, I saw that. And you told me that? Yes, I told you. Now go and watch me do my thing. And he called the winds in. And they did what they do. They blew dry the wet ground until it became dry. And they crossed over as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do. Which the Egyptians, paraphrase, was talking trash about doing. Which the Egyptians, in the common vernacular, was running head. Which the Egyptians was trying to act like if they could do it, we can do it too. But the problem is, the Bible says, when they got through as saying, they drowned. unlike Israel, who passed through. And when the last person had passed through, the Egyptians were gaining on them. And this, I need to throw this out parenthetically, your enemy might get some ground. It may appear that your enemy is gaining ground on you and that he might just catch you. But I got to tell you, the same God that parted the Red Sea has impeccable timing. When the last Israelite had crossed over to the other side, what they didn't understand in the earth realm was that the God of the universe called the water to attention and said to the attention of the water, attention! Yeah. Y'all sitting up here like sticks on a line. And when all of the children of Israel got through, God looked at the waters and said, at ease. And every Egyptian got drowned in the Red Sea. And my brother, my sister, all of that's written there to inspire you, to encourage you, to say, don't worry about your enemy. Yes, sir. Keep your eye on the Lord. Yes. Trust in the Lord. Yes. Because God, yes, has got this thing, yes, fixed. Yes, God bless you. The doors
for my way. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806, or call area code 225-774-8040, leaving your name, address, and order. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM.
What are you here for? When God created you, what was He thinking? I believe that no matter who or where you are, you have been created with a purpose. A purpose to do something extraordinary. Listen, you are not an accident. Your failures do not disqualify you. Past mistakes cannot petrify you. And the opinions of people cannot nullify you. It's not over. God has a now word for your life. Stay tuned.
The glory. Tell somebody, just lift your hands and say, God, I give you the glory. God, I give you the glory. God, I give you the glory. Yes, you hurt me. You meant to destroy me, but God brought me out. So God still get the glory. Boy, I wish I had somebody. Yeah, you tried to take my mind, but God kept my mind. So I still give God the glory. The last trial I just came out of, it was nobody but God. I still give Him the glory. It was not a man. It was not a woman. It was not my best friend. God get the glory.
Glory to God.
Be seated. I'm just talking to you. God gets the glory. Sometimes as humans, it's easy for us to think we did it. Don't we get prideful? Don't we get arrogant? It's easy for us to say, I stayed up all night studying them college classes. I passed those tests. I did it. I stayed up and I passed and I'm smart and I, oh, come on.